I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and we're talking about the dispatch center at the Chillicothe Police Department. How many people, first of all, work in the dispatch department?
So right now at this point in time, we're full staffed, and so that puts 8 dispatchers in the center with a dispatch supervisor, so 9. It used to be we had 1 dispatcher on at all times. It's a different time. We need 2 dispatchers on a shift, and then that keeps the community the community has access to dispatch, so the phone's not just ringing. It keeps police officers safe, firefighters safe, and EMTs safe.
What are the main responsibilities of a dispatcher in the 911 center?
So some of the main responsibilities of the dispatchers are, first, they take the important calls. They take the calls from the community. They decipher that information and place that out to the public safety that needs it. The other things are 911 calls. You know, here lately, since we've been short-staffed, I've been in there a lot, and it's not an easy job. It's a lot of people think they're just answering phones, but when a 911 call rings, your heart rate goes up and you're not ready. But we have some of the best dispatchers around, and they're ready. They stay calm, cool, and collected, and they're able to de-escalate some of the callers that come in. And so those are some of the most important job duties of the dispatchers. But also what people don't see is, while they're not taking the phone call, they're also working on entering warrants into our mules. They're also working on clearing those warrants and responding to those warrants. They have a lot of paperwork in there, and so they're constantly moving. They're constantly multitasking. One of the most important things in dispatch is probably a split ear. And so listen to the phone, talk on the radio, and sometimes that 911 rings all at the same time while they're doing a warrant. So their job is so important to this community, and I'm so proud of the people that are in there.
Is there training that they have to go through to be a dispatcher?
There is. So what we've started over the last few years, the 911 coordinator, Cindy Hanovan, and I have come up with a training, and it's a 40-hour in-service training, and it's the basics. So we talk about, we have Cindy Thomas, the captain at the sheriff's office. She goes over warrants with the new hires. We have the phone system, the 911 system we go over. We have certain policies that we like to go over to let them know what they need to be doing. And then we do some ride-alongs. And then we meet the fire, we take them down to the fire station, meet them and see kind of what they do. I think it's important for a dispatcher to see both sides, what's going on out in the patrol vehicle or in the fire truck or the ambulance, because they're constantly seeing what it is on their side of the radio. So I think it's to piece it together, that 40-hour in-service is extremely important. And then they go through a 3 to 6 month field training program. At the end of that, if they're successful, then they go to mules training with the Missouri State Highway Patrol, and that's a week long. So they have quite a bit they have to do in a 6 month time period, but it all pieces together at the end.
Do the dispatchers have issues with some of the stresses of the job that more associate with the officers or the firefighters?
They do. You wouldn't think so, but some of the things that they see, you know, they take everybody that is a walk-in at the law enforcement center. And sometimes when people are reporting issues, they're not the happiest people. Sometimes when they're calling 911 or calling into the center, their job is so much multitasking that they have a huge stress trying to calm somebody down on a 911 call. Or, you know, you may be reporting that there's a child hurt, or your spouse is abusing you, or whatever it is, and they have to de-escalate that. And so, yeah, they have that stress of doing 15 things at once, and it's difficult in there. I've experienced it. take pride in filling in and dispatch when need be. And honestly, it's not an easy job.
Is there a lot of turnover? Are you looking for dispatchers from time to time?
We have had a lot of turnover in dispatch over the last couple years. But some of it has been the addition of positions. You know, I think when I started as police chief, we had five positions, and we've added four. So times have changed. The sheriff's office is much more busy. The fire department is busier. We're busier. It's just society. We're here to keep our community safe and do whatever it takes to do so. And with that, it's out of our control that we need more personnel, and we've added those positions. But it's a tough job to keep people because it's a tough job. It's difficult.
If somebody may be interested in, if somebody may be interested in becoming a dispatcher, but they'd like to know more about it, who would they talk to?
Yeah, so they can come in and talk to myself, the dispatch supervisor, Dana Thomas, or Cindy Hanovan, the 911 coordinator. We'll sit down and chat with them and kind of tell them what they're facing. And sometimes we let them tour dispatch to see what's going on. Dispatch could be hit or miss on the busy times. It could be nothing going on, or it could just be chaotic. So, but at the end of the day, it's a very rewarding job to be able to take care of your community and protect the people that you care about.
That's Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and this is Cop Talk.